from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Andrew Brown's home is one of about 200 affected or in jeopardy of being affected from the highest water level in memory on Nelly Lake in rural Iroquois Falls. Brown says the water table has been climbing consistently the last few years. Even though he installed weeping tiles, blue skin, and a sump pump, his basement has now flooded because it's 2 or 3 feet below the water table.
So our basement's taking a beating. We had to tear it down.
But you're still living in the house?
Still living in the house, yeah. Just no basement. And we're vacuuming every couple hours with a wet vac just to keep it as dry as we can with the dehumidifier on nonstop.
We'll hear more in the days to come, including one homeowner whose basement is dry, but he's afraid the sand under it is going to give way. Despite the hot, dry weather the last several days, only one forest fire is burning in our region, and it's a small one. Timmins 5 was reported yesterday afternoon just south of the Highway 144, Highway 560 junction. It only grew to be 2 hectares, and as of this afternoon, the Natural Resources Ministry says it's being held. Meanwhile, a wildfire continues to burn out of control in a suburb near Halifax. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes for what the fire chief is calling a difficult fire still not under control. Out west, experts in Alberta say they expect the wildfire threat to increase again as more hot, windy, and dry weather is in the forecast. The number of wildfires now burning has jumped to 57, with 17 out of control. And in northeastern BC, evacuation orders have been expanded as a large blaze continues to burn out of control near Fort St. John. Well, the first thing a lot of winners of big cash prizes say they're going to do is buy a new vehicle. Sylvie Vero of Earlton is part of that group. With her $20 investment, she won almost $138,000 in the May 50-50 lottery for the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation. All month, we've been looking back at buildings that used to be in Timmins and ones that still are, but with different purposes. Karen Bachman, the director-curator at the Timmins Museum, says we could go back and examine some more in future installments of our weekly history feature.
The community has some really interesting buildings, and if you look at them now, there's always a little bit of a history and a different history to them in the background.
As always, we thank Karen Bachman and the museum for providing the material for this feature. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.